wellness solution. Call 0950-50130 to discover how we're shaping the future of business.
Yeah. Big drinks. Sun all day long, yeah, the heat too. Crack it once, it to the cold, just it. From the street to the couch, every moment click. When I need that refresh, I reach big drinks. Big taste, big vibe, big chill, big fit. Big drinks in my hand, yeah, I'm good like this. Big mode, big mode, big win, big flex. When you want an ice cold, big drink next. Big taste, big vibe, big chill, big fit. Big drinks in my hand, yeah, I'm good like this. Big mode, big mode, big win, big flex. When you want an ice cold, big drink next.
Is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, bonus solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines: polio virus detected in Lusaka. GBV cases decreased by 2.7% in 2025. And in global news, Cameroon jails three soldiers involved in killing 21 civilians in 2020. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Acting Minister of Health Cornelius Mwetwa has announced the detection of poliovirus type 2 in an environmental sample collected in Lusaka district, raising concerns of ongoing transmission within the Southern African sub-region. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Mwetwa says that the virus was isolated through routine environmental surveillance conducted by the Ministry of Health in collaboration with local and international health partners, and later confirmed through laboratory analysis. Mr. Mwetwa explains that a detection comes at a time when the sub-region is on high alert following recent poliovirus isolations in Malawi linked to previous transmission in Zimbabwe. He says the strain detected in Lusaka closely matches one earlier identified in Namibia, which was traced to Angola, indicating continued cross-border transmission. Mr. Mwetwa notes that while no cases of paralysis have been confirmed so far, the presence of the virus in the environment signals that poliovirus is circulating in the community, requiring urgent preventive action. He says government, working with global polio eradication initiative partners, has activated emergency response measures, including intensified surveillance for acute flaccid paralysis, expanded environmental sampling, and heightened community sensitization on the importance of vaccination.
The government, through the Ministry of Health, in collaboration with the Global Polio Eradication Initiative partners, has activated its emergency response mechanism. The following actions are therefore being undertaken. One, intensified surveillance and investigation to identify any cases of acute flaccid paralysis and select environmental sampling. Two, enhanced risk communication and community engagement to sensitize the public on the importance of polio vaccination.
The Zambia Police Service recorded a total of 41,026 gender-based violence GBV cases countrywide in 2025, representing a 2.7% decrease compared to the 42,178 cases reported in 2024. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has explained that of the reported cases, 26,349 were classified as criminal, while 14,677 were non-criminal. Mr. Chilavi stated that Lusaka province recorded the highest number of criminal GBV cases, accounting for 5,705 incidents out of the national total, followed by Western Province with 3,541 cases, Copperbelt with 3,482, and Luapula Province with 3,357. He noted that women and girls remain the most affected, with 32,448 victims being female, compared to 8,578 males. And Favour revealed that 10,105 children were victims of GBV, with 7,753 involved in criminal cases, most of whom were girls. Mr. Chilavi says that physical abuse remained the most common form of GBV, accounting for 14,400 criminal cases, a slight increase from 2024.
Murder cases decreased from 1,136 in 2024 to 117 in 2025. Victims included 59 women, 36 men, and 22 children. Of these children, 11 were boys and 11 girls. Cases of grievous bodily harm dropped significantly from 90 in 2024 to 27 in 2025. However, attempted murder cases rose from 5 to 11, highlighting the need for close monitoring.
Petroleum expert Dr. Kafula Mwanga has welcomed Cabinet's approval of two major pipeline projects, namely the Tanzania-Zambia multi-product petroleum pipeline and the Namibia-Zambia refined petroleum and natural gas pipeline. Cabinet, at its second meeting held on 18th February 2026, approved the setting up of the two projects aimed at securing fuel supply, stabilizing prices and meeting the country's growing demand, which is projected to reach 3.7 million tons by 2030. Dr. Mwanga notes that the development of the Tanzania-Zambia multi-product petroleum pipeline will enhance efficiency in the transportation of petroleum products, while the Namibia-Zambia refined petroleum and natural gas pipeline is expected to diversify supply routes and reduce dependence on single corridors. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Mwanga explains that the move will also create opportunities for businesses operating in the petroleum sector, many of which have experienced losses due to external shocks and supply chain disruption. Dr. Mwanga states that the ambitious projects present a major breakthrough that could restore confidence and stimulate growth in the sector, further observing that improved infrastructure will likely contribute to price stabilization by reducing transportation costs and minimizing supply uncertainties. Meanwhile, Dr. Mwanga has emphasized the need for Ndeni Refinery to acquire shares in the pipeline initiatives to help guarantee stable supply of petroleum commodities, stressing that strategic participation by the refinery will strengthen national capacity and ensure that Zambia maximizes benefits from the projects.
It's a very welcome move to undertake, a very timely one, for instance, particularly for Namibia, because Namibia now is becoming a fuel hub for this end of Africa. And basically, because of the discovery of crude oil in that country, we saw a major movement in terms of investment movement by Qatar to buy a stake into the Namibian crude oil and to expedite the process of that setup of the refinery. And that alone speaks to a number of important issues.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions is urging all its affiliated unions to report any companies that hinder efforts to organize and organize workers as part of efforts to ensure compliance with Zambia's labor laws. The CTU President Blake